With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar at the hands of Israeli Defense Forces is a game changer in the Middle East. That's the view of U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson. But on the Salem Media Group News program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson warns that the Harris-Biden administration will also need to withdraw its recent threats to withhold arms shipments to Israel.
It has huge importance, and we have to do that right now. And I'm calling on President Biden and everyone in his cabinet to do that. This is not a moment to equivocate, and it is not a moment to second-guess Israel or to try to appease Iran, which they've done too many times.
Johnson's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide later today, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnnews.com, there's widespread evidence of a healthy U.S. economy. However, correspondent Donna Warder reports lower-income Americans are being squeezed by high prices.
The Bank of Atlanta estimates that the U.S. economy grew a strong 3.4% in the third quarter, despite Americans dealing with high prices. But Federal Reserve research suggests that only a portion of the American population is fueling most of the economic growth. By August of this year, inflation-adjusted spending on retail goods was nearly 17% higher than it was in January 2018. But for upper-income households earning more than $100,000 a year, spending for middle-income households earning $60,000 to $100,000 rose 13.3% during the same period. Donna Warder, Washington.
Israel's government says a drone was launched toward the prime minister's house this morning with no casualties. Sirens wailing this morning in Israel, warning of an incoming fire from Lebanon, with a drone launched toward Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house in Caesarea. The Israeli government confirming neither he or his wife were home and no casualties. This is SRN News. A North Carolina school district says no to the Ten Commandments.
The members of the Iredell-Statesville School Board of Education have voted down a proposal that would have placed a copy of the Decalogue on display in every public school classroom. Board members freely admitted they feared litigation if they allowed the commandments to be put up. The proposal could be brought up again at future board meetings, but the threat of being sued by a powerful atheist group such as the Freedom From Religion Foundation remains. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A campaign to enshrine abortion rights in the Missouri Constitution has raised close to $22 million. Campaign reports filed Tuesday show Missourians for Constitutional Freedom brought in more than $14 million between July and the end of September. Missouri Right to Life has spent more than $637,000 in opposition. The proposed Constitution amendment would allow abortion until an unborn baby is viable outside the womb or about 6 months into pregnancy. More online at srnnews.com. Small business owners are growing more uncertain about the economy ahead of the presidential election.
The National Federation of Independent Business Optimism Index edged up 0.3 points in September to 91.5, but the Uncertainty Index rose 11 points to 103, the highest ever recorded. As they face uncertainty, small business owners are spending less. The net percent of owners reporting inventory gains fell 4 points to a net negative 13%, the lowest reading since June 2020. John Scott reporting.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution, printed 237 years ago and sent to the states to be ratified, was sold for $9 million in an auction Thursday evening in North Carolina. Bronc Auctions sold the document, the only copy of its type thought to be privately owned, at a private auction. The name of the buyer was not immediately released. Bidding took just over 7 minutes, with bids coming in $500,000 intervals. This is SRN News.